at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Donations are pouring into the small town of Sutherland Springs to help families affected by the largest mass shooting in Texas history. We're learning more about the 26 people who were killed at First Baptist Church. They range in age from 18 months to 77 years old. Some of the victims were from the same families as they sat together to worship. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen Pence will travel to Sutherland Springs on Wednesday to meet with those affected by the shooting. Among those offering their condolences, Texas Republican Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz. Cornyn spoke on the Senate floor today.
After the law enforcement agencies can do the appropriate investigation, then I think it is appropriate for us to say, what could we do consistent with the Constitution and laws of the United States? What could we do to make something like this less likely?
Authorities have recovered a rifle and two handguns belonging to the gunman, Devin Patrick Kelly. An official with the Texas Department of Public Safety says Kelly did not have a license to carry a concealed handgun. Today in Sutherland Springs, Ted Cruz says now is not the time for debate over gun control.
It is an unfortunate thing that the immediate place the media goes after any tragedy, after any murder, is politicizing it. We don't need politics right now.
Cruz says the bravery and courage of a citizen who shot back at the gunman in the church attack should be celebrated. Church leaders near Sutherland Springs are trying to find words of comfort for their congregations. Some are also thinking about how to make their churches safer. Kenneth Clapp is pastor of Stockdale Church of Christ. He told Public Radio's Texas Standard he's concerned about safety inside his own church. Clapp plans to meet with the staff tonight to discuss church security.
It's something we've talked about for, to be realistic, a couple of years about how to better secure the facilities and secure the grounds during worship, but there was never this need before. You know, it was always something, it's the right thing to do, but there was never that pressure that, we need to do this.
Local pastors are organizing a community-wide prayer gathering Wednesday night. That's at the Floresville High School football stadium, which is near Sutherland Springs. We're compiling stories of the people who died at the church. You can learn more about their lives at KERANews.org. Al Meredith understands what the people in Sutherland Springs are feeling right now. He was pastor of Wedgwood Baptist Church in Fort Worth when it was the target in a mass shooting in 1999. Today on Think, he talked with Chris Boyd about what the community will need to recover from this tragedy.
26 funerals. Funerals are the second or third most expensive thing any family encounters. Where are they going to get the money to pay for those funerals? What percentage of people in the hospitals do you think are insured and going to have hospital bills overwhelming them? So there's financial need, counseling. The first responders are going to deal with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. The first responders at Wedgwood, police officers, EMTs, still are harrowed by nightmares of the scene. But think of the carnage of a small church with 26 dead and dying people and others wounded, babies and children and women and pregnant women. And so with the money that came in from all over the world to us, we set up a fund for anybody who asked or needed it. Whether you were there or not, we provided counseling to help process the terrible, agonizing grief. But we just had eight.
This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. Whether it's yesterday's deadly church shooting in Sutherland Springs, or last month's mass shooting in Las Vegas, or Hurricane Harvey in August, recovering from the emotional effects of a mass shooting or a natural disaster can sometimes take years. Dr. Carol North is a crisis psychiatrist with UT Southwestern Medical Center. She studied survivors of major disasters, from the Oklahoma City bombings to the September 11th terrorist attacks to Hurricane Katrina. I talked with her recently about coping with tragedy. Dr. North, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What is it about a traumatic event that affects a person?
Well, there's different ways that a person can be affected. The physical force of the trauma itself can injure people physically, and being in such an incident can raise strong emotions and really upset people, cause a lot of distress.
And there's a wide range of effects. I mean, some may experience anxiety, others develop post-traumatic stress disorder.
PTSD. This is a psychiatric disorder that people can develop if they are exposed to a traumatic event, which is defined as a threat to life or limb. And not everybody develops it. In fact, most people who experience trauma or are in a disaster don't develop PTSD. There are other disorders that can follow trauma as well. Major depression, major depressive disorder is probably the next most common disorder following disasters.
Some people develop mental health issues, but others don't. Are some just better prepared at coping and recovering from tragic events?
We don't know exactly why some people will develop PTSD and other people will recover quickly from their symptoms and distress. It seems that some people are just more vulnerable to developing psychiatric illness after stressors and traumatic stressors than other people are. And it may have something to do with the constitutional makeup of their brain structure and chemistry.
You wrote a piece for the Washington Post about the mass shooting in Las Vegas. You said many survivors will endure weeks or months of nightmares and anxiety, but that all of them will be changed forever. Why?
These kinds of extreme events are life-changing events. And when it occurs, it's very different than anything you've ever experienced. And it makes a strong impression on your brain. The memories stay. And the way you respond to things, it may not be pathological necessarily, but you may be changed forever for having been through that kind of experience.
What tips might you have for people who are having a hard time shaking some stress from some type of serious event?
Well, the first thing is that early on, people need to realize everybody's upset, everybody's shook up, and so not to worry about it at first, just take care of yourself. But as time goes on, if these things don't start to get better or they start to get worse and the person finds themselves unable to function or feeling intolerably bad, then it's probably time to seek professional attention to see if a psychiatric disorder has developed and to obtain some treatment for it. But for the people who aren't developing a psychiatric disorder, they should understand that these feelings do diminish in most people over time and that they probably should just take care of themselves, give themselves some time and space to just and not have a lot of demands if possible and just try to heal up. Take care of yourself, eat well, surround yourself with loved ones. That's a really important one. And if a person needs to talk about it, find people who will listen thoughtfully and talk.
What are some of the signs that a loved one needs to get help?
If somebody feels intolerably bad, that's a reason to seek help. If somebody just can't get their feet back on the ground and get back to some semblance of functioning as the days and weeks and especially months go by, that's a reason to seek help. If a person's concerned, that's a reason to seek help. Or if they want to know what's going on with them, that's a reason to seek help. Mental illness is unpleasant. It feels bad. It takes away people's ability to function and do the things they love to do and be with the people they love. In other words, it hurts. And so for that reason alone, we need to identify it and treat it because mental illness is treatable. We can make people feel better and we can help people function better.
Dr. Carol North is a crisis psychiatrist with UT Southwestern Medical Center. Thanks for being here.
And thank you.
Mostly cloudy skies in store for us this evening. Should be a low around 60 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, a high near 69. And tomorrow night, cloudy, a 50% chance for showers with a cool low around 48. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.